97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and I never thought I'd do it. I never thought I would talk to an actual superhero on the radio. Ladies and gentlemen, from Chuck, Sunday nights on NBC, he is Captain Awesome, Ryan McPartlin. Ryan, how are you this morning, dude?
Good, man. We're actually on Monday nights, though. We're Monday. We premiered on Sunday, but we're definitely Monday nights.
Oh,
now.
Okay. I see. This is good then.
This is great.
This is good that we're doing this. Because I remember, I talked to the redheaded guy earlier this past week, and I wanted to make sure, and that was on Sunday, so I wanted to make sure we're on Monday now. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep,
we're cool then.
We're back to Monday. It's crazy. NBC does all kinds of stuff with their programming. They put us on Sunday to start with, but we're on Monday now.
Okay. What time Monday?
Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific Eastern, 7 p.m. Central.
Okay, good. Okay, because I gotta reset my DVR now. So
there you go.
That's
hopefully
what it is.
It just does it automatically if you put the series in.
It's Chuck. 8 o'clock. It's Monday on NBC. Now you made a little joke about NBC. What working for NBC? What is your? Are you allowed to have a comment at this point with what's going on?
What, as long as they just keep putting us on the air, I'm a happy camper. NBC. I love that network.
As long as I still have my show,
honestly,
I don't care.
They've really gotten behind our show this year. They keep giving us an opportunity when they didn't have to. So in our situation, it's great. And it's great for our fans.
I'll tell you.
And it looks like as long as the ratings keep going up like they did from this year, from last year till this year, we'll all be happy. So they got themselves in a bit of a bind when they pushed Leno aside originally, and now he wants to come back to the Tonight Show. So it's a mess that I'm glad I don't have to clean up.
Well, two things. Number one, again, we're talking to Ryan McPartlin, Captain Awesome from Chuck, 8 o'clock Mondays on NBC. It's good for you in a couple ways. Number one, no one's drawing heat on you guys at all. It has nothing to do with you guys. People are tuning into the network just to see what they're saying, so that's a positive. Plus, now with Jay going back to late night, that opens up 5 extra hours a week of original programming.
Yeah, I got to tell you, we're like the little engine that could, and this year there might be a lot more opportunity going into next season, especially with us performing well in the numbers. We're just hoping people keep telling their friends to watch, because we had this kind of this hardcore fan base that has told their friends and family, like, this is a family show. You can watch this with your kids. And, you know, when football comes to an end like it just did, I felt like it was perfect timing. We're a great alternative.
Absolutely.
I think people are tired of some of these reality Bachelor and Dancing with the Stars shows have kind of had their day. So time to tune into Chuck to see Captain Awesome in the spy world.
Absolutely. Captain Awesome, Chuck, Mondays, 8 o'clock on NBC. We're talking to Ryan McPartlin. Now, how in the world did you go from being an Abercrombie and Fitch model to an actor? How does that work?
Well, let me tell you, I never wanted a model in the first place. I did it to try and make a couple bucks.
Well, no one ever.
My whole crew was all guys that were in comedy or that were athletes, guys with personalities, not the Zoolander types,
right,
you know?
Right.
So I was able to transition pretty well into being an actor, because I quit modeling because, honestly, I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand the people that were in it, and I started waiting tables instead of modeling.
It seems like a very shallow world.
And those are still my friends now, the guys that I waited tables with when I came to L.A.
That's awesome. Ryan, it seems like modeling seems like a very shallow, you know, just a world. It just really
it is.
Does.
It's everything it seems. It really is. Zoolander really captured it as well as he possibly could.
Oh, man, that's amazing. It's Ryan McPartlin, Captain Awesome, Chuck, Mondays on NBC. This show is awesome. Everyone's talking about it. I'm really happy that it just keeps going and going and going. Now, what do you guys have coming up? What do you personally have coming up with Chuck and everything
week's
else?
Week's episode coming up is Chuck versus Operation Awesome. And, you know, it looked like I was going to bite it at the end of the last episode, and it's a little bit of a spoiler alert, so close your ears if you're catching up on TiVo.
Right.
But, Angie Harmon comes on, and she plays a badass, and Chuck's got to try and make sure that my head doesn't explode in this episode.
Nice. Very, very cool. I'm a big fan. It's Chuck, Mondays, 8 o'clock, NBC. Captain Awesome, Ryan McPartland. I know you have limited time, but something we do with everyone. It's a quick six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you.
Throw it at me.
All right, here we go. If you weren't an actor, what would you be doing for a living?
Life insurance salesman.
If you're going on a road trip, you got $20 in your pocket. What do you grab for the road trip? What snacks do you get?
Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, and beef jerky.
Favorite toy as a child?
He-Man.
Dude, I loved He-Man.
Loved them. Skeletor, the whole castle.
Oh, I had both of them, and I also had a WWE wrestling ring, and I used the He-Man people in the wrestling ring.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I was hardcore.
I like that.
That's how I roll.
You'll like this. Stone Cold Steve Austin's coming up pretty soon.
I heard that rumor. That's going to... He's a badass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's awesome. No. Well, not as awesome as me, but he's awesome.
Well, I mean, you are Captain Awesome. I mean, hello. All right, Ryan, what's the last song you downloaded to your iPod?
I just downloaded a Rob Thomas Fireside, Fire on the Mountain.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
The small, the female, back.
And finally, Ryan McPartland, Captain Awesome on Chuck. Favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult? I would have to say TiVo.
Nice. What shows are on your TiVo?
I have The Office. Modern Family is my new favorite comedy that I watch.
Nice.
Entourage when they come back on the air. And... I think that's for the Pacific. Definitely will be on there when it comes back on.
Do you have anything on
Band
there,
of Brothers?
Ryan, do you have anything on there that you're embarrassed about? Do you have any guilty pleasures, TV show wise or movie wise?
Of course, I got Tori and Dean.
Nice,
come on, man.
Very nice.
I got a wife. I have to blame it all on her. All those shows.
I got Ryan McPartland, Captain Awesome from Chuck. It's Mondays, 8 o'clock on NBC. Ryan, thank you very much for the time. I'll tell you what, you seem very down to earth, and I appreciate that. You seem like somebody we can go out and have a beer and just BS and just have it be cool.
Well, I'm game anytime, man.
I appreciate it, man. Next time you're in town, it's on.
Perfect.
All right,
sounds
cool.
Good.
It's Ryan McPartland, everybody. Captain Awesome from Chuck, Mondays, 8 o'clock on NBC. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM. No matter where you go.